Blog Talk Radio.
Throughout my life, there were so many restrictions put on me. So much abuse as a child. As a young adult, the restrictions were too much. So I had to find myself. But art was the way, so I went to California, Los Angeles, to be a star. I was already writing songs and wanting to do it, but I didn't make it. So, and then I had so much hardship in other parts of my life, being a target by cruel, evil people for being uniquely who I was. And that's one reason why I came to L.A., because L.A. is a place for the outcasts. You know, they say it's a place. They told me that when I came out here, well, you can be yourself, but it's also a place to be a star, to be an artist. I didn't come into L.A. to be judged for who I, you know, for what I look like, or I didn't come to L.A. to follow, norms that were out of touch, you know. I didn't want to deal with bigotry. I dealt with judgment, I dealt with all that in my hometown, which supposedly is liberal, and it is, but my experience is sort of, in a way, old-fashioned, a little. I didn't want to deal with old-fashioned shit, you know, religion, you know, old-fashioned conservative, or something that restricts, or any type of religion that restricts. I wanted to just be myself. Think, you know, just try to live my life and have fun. And having fun is hard because I spent so many years trying to write songs and go on stage, and I never got the recognition I deserve. Even when people say they don't like my singing, but they like my songwriting, but they never given me any respect. It was really hard. But there's nothing I could do, you know. But some things were just too inhumane, you know. The strictness that I learned because of all that trauma, that experience, like as a child, I couldn't, you know, I lived under such rigid situations, such as I would be punished if I didn't have my socks on, or even if I forgot, if I left a cup on the table when I was young, and I get punished for it. So it was too rigid and restrictive and too inhumane. So as an adult, I like to be trying, you know, just not, you know, create structure, create, which I am a creator, but try to have fun and wind down, and I need to because I had such a hard life. Someone who's been homelessness and who has been a victim of crime and is a victim of just economic despair and all kinds of things you can think of, I should be trying to wind down and make time to do other things and try to live as a human being. Some people don't want me to do that. For instance, I don't play it. I play it very rarely, you know. It's like, I love tennis, so I played a video game, and some people say, oh, I shouldn't play that because they think something wrong with me if I play it. And I only play it once in a while, and I think, are they crazy? Something wrong with them, you know, or if I write a song or something, say, oh, I must be out of touch. I'm not out of touch. My dream didn't happen when I was younger. It didn't happen. Only thing is I got to the indie label and I do have a plan B. So, yes, academia, all kinds of employment, aspirations, all kinds of other stuff. But I have to live as a human being, you know. And I do know through philosophically, if you keep your mind fresh and young, try things, try experiment things, as long as they're healthy, you know, have fun sometimes. You'll stay young. You'll live younger. If you act old and don't do things because you don't want to look old or whatever, then you won't live long. That's what the they say, you act older, and then your body acts older.
So I want to stay young. I want to be open-minded to things. I have to live life on my own terms. As long as there's moderation with things, you know.
Of course, you know, I'm trying to moderate with some things, but what I eat, but still, moderation and open-mindedness is the key in trying to have fun. You look, I want to go to the beach, and the beach is filled with bacteria, so we're not allowed to go to certain beaches. So I was like, that's not good, you know, it's like. So I wanted to go out to other places, but it's so hot, 100-degree temperatures. But then again, I'm waiting for something related to something for my future as a possibility of plan B. So the nerves are trying to figure out what's going on with it in relation to how I did on the paper or whatever, something related to it gets me quite concerned. But so I need to take twine out and just have fun. So if I play a video game once in a while, that's good. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs. I definitely don't drink alcohol. I don't do drugs, despite being a creator, because of bad experiences and looking at what happened to my family, somebody in my family, the effects of it, and I can't do it. And also my own health, you know, it'll make things worse. So I face things head on. So I don't drink alcohol. I don't do no illegal drugs. I'm careful about prescription drugs, so I can play a video game once in a while. I'm a human being. I deserve to be a human being once in a while. I deserve to be a human being all the time. I don't want to be restricted or told what to do. The reason why I bring that up is that some people trying to control what I do, what I wear, what I say. This is not, no, you know, I'm not in a prison. I'm living a life, and being a creator goes against all those rules. We have to create, we have to expand our minds, but we also have to live. I only have one life to live, so I'm going to play a video game, tennis video game once in a while, because it's the only video game I play. Well, maybe chess, because I used to mention this other one for intellectually, but that's being normal. Something is wrong with these people or other people if they kind of constrict me. I mean, if they think something wrong with me for playing a video game once in a while, then they need to go to a psych ward. Some people judge me by, because I wear jogging pants, some people judge me by my, look, what's in my home, my private area, should not be discussed, or anybody. Don't tell me what religion to believe or who to love, you know, that is not appropriate. We're in America, you know, but as a human being, I have to be who I am. They trying to marginalize me to being a robot or something that's practically out of touch reality. And I told you about those experiences where I was in homes where I couldn't leave a cup on the table. I get fined or I lose my privileges, or I had to sit at the table. If I didn't sit at the table a certain time, even if I was accidentally overslept, you know, because sometimes things happen, you know, I'm trying to get up, I could lose my privilege. I'd be told to, you know, ground or whatever. And I thought it was so strict because, you know, I'm a human being. I'm born to make mistakes, but this is not about making mistakes. I'm an adult. It's about just being a human being who can make my own decisions. And that's one thing I want to point out. Human adults can make their own decisions. If I have, you know, I can't tell another adult what to do. I can give advice. Everybody should know that. When people have children, they grow up over 18, they make their own decisions. Just like with other people. We can't tell an adult what to do. As long as the adult or the male or female don't commit a crime or do something illegal. But at the same time, don't try to, you know, get into other people's business and try to stop them from being a human being, or basically a human being. The other thing is, I didn't have a childhood. My childhood was horrific. So it's better late than never to have a little bit of childhood, but with moderation. I had to live as a human being because I only have one life to live. Sooner or later, I would be gone from this world forever. Naturally, at an old age, ripe old age. So I better start living now because I'm getting older. Yes, I'm going to act like a child one time because that's healthy. But I can't act like a child all the time. I have to be an adult too. It's moderation. It's being aware of reality. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.